Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will you play yesterday or are you playing today?
No, we're on our way up to, my wife and I, up to Torrey Pines, the state park up there, to do some walking this morning.
Oh, that's great. My wife walks that every Saturday morning, actually, and with a friend, and it's a great place to walk. Marty, I know it's early. You guys have only been on the road here for 8 ball games, but what's the farewell tour been like for you so far in these cities?
It's been rather bumpy. I mean, as far as the club is concerned, last night, you know, was their first road win of the season. They'd not won a road game until they beat the Padres last night. But, you know, the club is not hit, which I think everybody felt was a certainty it would do, but they're showing signs now coming out of that problem. They had 3 home runs last night, and the starting pitching has been wonderful. They've wasted a lot of great starting pitching and losing because of their lack of offense. But, you know, if it's going to happen, hopefully it just happens early and they get things straightened out soon.
You know, I was watching Michael Lorenzen play center field last night, and of course he's a pitcher, a guy that can really swing the bat. He's a kid that played out here at Cal State Fullerton. Talk a little bit about him, because he's kind of the National League version right now of Ohtani to a certain degree.
Well, he's a great athlete. You know, he's done a good job for this club as far as pitching is concerned, but I think Michael has always expressed a desire to do exactly what he's doing right now. And it's a sad statement, but it's true. He's getting an opportunity to play a little bit in center field because this club does not have a true center fielder. And I think it's something that they need to straighten out. And they've got a kid that's been injured, their number one pick from 2 years ago, a kid named Nick Senzel out of the University of Tennessee. And he's very close to coming back. And when he does, he'll be in center field full time. But to have a guy like Michael around who can do what he does and joyously does it, I mean, he looks forward to being on the field in a position other than pitching. He can hit. Should have won a Silver Slugger Award last year, and I still can't understand why he didn't, other than the fact he was a relief pitcher, and that shouldn't make any difference at all. So this club's blessed to have him because of the versatility that he can bring you. You don't find too many guys. You mentioned Ohtani. He's the only one in the American League, and right now Michael's the only one in the National League that can go both ways.
Marty Brenneman, our guest on 97.3 The Fan. What's it like working with your son, Tom?
Well, we actually don't work in it together. He does TV, I do radio, but it's nice having him around, and it's nice having him come back home 10 years ago, which I never thought would have ever happened. He was in Arizona, and he was with that franchise from day one of its beginning, and married a Phoenix girl, and I feel like he'd never come back home, and he did. And I think he's probably there to stay. And in the past, we've done some work on radio, but in the last few years, it's been strictly television for him and radio for me, but it's still great to have him around.
Hey, talk a little bit about when you broke in 1974. You were working with Joe Nuxhall, who was an absolute legend and treasure there for Cincinnati for so many years. And you guys had a lot of good years together on the air.
Well, you know, we worked together 31 years. And that one of the things I'm most proud of is because the only duo that worked as long in the history of broadcasting big league baseball was Vin Scully and Jerry Doggett. Nobody's ever been together any longer than 31 years. And Joe and I had a great run. I used to kid him. I said we had such a wonderful relationship because we're both left-handed and we're a little bit off-center, and that worked. And he, you're right about Cincinnati. He's a biggest sports hero in the history of that city, and that includes Oscar Robertson and Pete Rose, and was great to work with. He was a wonderful storyteller. He was revered in that city by everybody. And we just had a wonderful time together. The longer we went, the closer we got. It was just a marriage made in heaven as far as broadcasting team is concerned.
Marty, how did you know that this was the time for you to announce that you were going to hang it up after this year? You did it just prior to the start of the regular season.
Well, I think I talked about it for 2 years. My plan had been to retire after last year, and the club prevailed upon me to come back this season because it's 150th anniversary of professional baseball, and it all started in Cincinnati, so I agreed to come back this year. And when Joe retired, he was physically unable to do a lot of the things that he had wanted to do when he retired. And that made a big impact on me. And, mm-hmm. I felt that, you know, there were things I wanted to do and places I wanted to go. And I'm married to a lady who keeps me going and won't allow me to sit around and do nothing, which I think is the kiss of death. I think you have to have some type of plan when you retire. You can't sit around and do nothing because you're not going to be around very long if that's the case. And so I made the decision, and right now I feel comfortable with it. Benny and I talked when we were in LA this past week, and he reinforces my decision every time he and I talk about how wonderful retirement is. And you know, when this season ends, I'm going to find out whether it is or not.
Hey, I want to go back here for a minute and ask you a little bit about the ball club. You know, I watched the game last night. Normally, I'm at the ball game, but I've been doing the morning show this week. And so I watched the game last night, and, you know, I'm seeing Matt Kemp out and left, and, of course, seeing Kemp a lot with the Padres and his two tours of duty here with the Los Angeles Dodgers and then Puig. Those guys both are, it seemed like they're really scuffling right now in a Reds uniform. What are you seeing out of those two guys?
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. But then again, everybody else is. Joey Votto has had a terrible start. Puig and Kemp, and I think just like any team, especially in baseball, by virtue of the fact you play every day, if you're really having a tough time, at some point, if it's a team-wide thing, which this is, you begin to press and you begin to try and do things that you're either incapable of doing or by trying too hard, it minimizes the opportunity of doing those things. I watched Puig and made the comment, it seems like every time he comes to the plate and swings, he's trying to hit 1 4 miles every time. And I think guys get caught up in this type of thing. I think hitting is something that will spread throughout the club, and I think lack of hitting does the same thing. Casey Stengel once said when he was asked about a ball player, just look on the back of his baseball card. And I think that probably will hold true. I think these guys will hit. The thing that concerns me most is by the time this team starts to hit, they may be buried so deep in I think the best division of baseball that they'll never be able to dig themselves out of that hole. That they've got to start winning now, and they've got to put themselves in a position that when everything begins to click, they're not 10 or 11 games out of first place, because if that happens, if it happens early, it's still going to be awfully tough to get back on track. But I don't think there's any question about the club's ability to hit. And a big loss for them in spring training was Scooter Jeanette. He had two great years for this club at second base. He had home runs. He drove in runs. He was a leader on the club. And then he suffered the groin injury in spring training and probably won't be back until maybe around the 1st of June, possibly a bit earlier than that. And that's been a tremendous loss for this club.
Hey, back in 2000, you were the recipient of the Ford C. Frick Award presented by the National Baseball Hall of Fame. What was it like for you to stand out in front of all the baseball world and receive that honor?
Well, it was. I guess for anybody in my business, that's the pinnacle. If your work is looked upon as being such that you're voted into the broadcaster's wing, I don't know of anything else that would exceed that. And I had people asking me at the time when you came, did you think one day you'd be in the broadcaster's wing? And I said no, because there was no such thing when I came. It was sensational, and what made it even better was The same weekend, Sparky Anderson and Tony Perez also went in. So it was basically an all-Reds weekend. The only non-Red to go in that weekend was Carlton Fisk. It was special. Thank God one of my parents, my mom, was still alive, and she was there to enjoy it. And it's just something I would recommend to any young broadcaster getting into this business, to work long enough and have your work viewed as being good enough to one day have a plaque in there.
Hey, Marty, finally, I'm 60 years of age and have loved baseball since I can remember. And every little league coach, every youth league coach, high school, college coach, hey, you want to play the game like Pete Rose. And, you know, I even had dropped my bat in little league and run as fast as I could to first base, which wasn't very fast. But where do you stand on the Pete Rose issue? You know, there's no doubt he should be in the Hall of Fame. I know he's made mistakes and, you know, maybe, you know, told a white lie here and there. But hasn't this man paid enough?
Without any question. And I've gone full circle. When he was banned from the game, I agreed to it. I agreed with the decision. Because he did the single worst thing that, you know, they maintain you can do in this game, and that's bet on the game. And but as the years have passed and things have gone down like they have, I don't know what they feel like they benefit from by keeping him out. And I don't think the Hall of Fame will ever be completely whole as long as he is on the outside looking in. His numbers speak for themselves. The way he played the game, as you yourself said, it was an example for a lot of kids to try and emulate on the baseball field. And, you know, we're supposed to be the most forgiving country in the world. We forgave a president for having sex in the White House, and we're going to keep Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame. I don't understand what the feeling is. And I think it all stems from the commissioner. I know he says all the right things about Pete and is positive, but the fact of the matter is I think he could hold a lot of influence if he ever came out and said, you know what, it's time, we need to right this thing, and he's been around long enough and he's paid his dues, and we need to get him into baseball's Hall of Fame. But I don't know that that'll ever happen, and what bothers me is if it ever does, in all likelihood it's going to happen after he's passed on, and I think that would be criminal.
Yeah, I know he just turned 78 years of age here last week. Marty, go enjoy your walk with your wife at Torrey Pines, and congratulations on a marvelous career, and thanks so much for coming on. It really means a lot to me today.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. If you're by the ballpark this weekend, come by and say hi.
I certainly will. You take care, and happy Easter to you and the wife. There you go. Marty Brenneman, the great voice of the Cincinnati Reds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.